Kick off hour number three of the program. It's brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. For all your HVAC needs, they got you covered at Blue Water Climate Control. Locally owned and operated. Smooth sailing. So, Philly touched on it. We hadn't talked about it yet, but John Calipari, this is a basketball school. It's always been that. Alabama's a football school. So is Georgia. I mean, they are. No disrespect to our football team. I hope they win.
He said no disrespect.
I hope they win 10 games and go to bowls. At the end of the day, that
makes, not 11 or 12 games.
That makes my job easier, and it makes the job for all of us easier. But this is a basketball school, and so we need to keep moving in that direction and keep doing what we're doing. What a moronic, dumb comment.
I love it.
He could have just said, this is a basketball school. I don't know why we don't have the best basketball practice facility in the conference.
Yeah, but he didn't have to bring the football team into
that's
it.
That's all he had to say.
Or he said no disrespect.
Which always means you're about to throw a little bit of disrespect.
But he said no disrespect.
And everybody is, like, if it comes down to it, I think the consensus opinion is keep Stoops, get rid of Calipari.
No, well, I love it because
oh, I do too.
Mark Stoops is the biggest like smooth brain baby coach and maybe in the whole conference. I mean, the other coaches that are dumb embrace it. He thinks he's smart, but like his quote tweet. I think it's great. I mean, we had the Jimbo Saban thing, which I thought we'd never get anything that much fireworks out of such two high-profile coaches, college football, publicly. And now we've got two guys at the same damn school going at it publicly. Like, they can't just call each other.
But not like at each. Like, Calipari, first of all, he didn't mention Stoops by name. But Stoops quote tweeted the quote.
Right.
And what was it? What was the first thing he said? Like last I checked, we play in the SEC, which is just weird. Which is just weird.
And then basketball school question mark. I thought we competed in the SEC question mark.
What does that mean?
And then hashtag
four straight postseason
wins. The number four
wins.
Straight postseason wins.
If that doesn't just scream poverty program, I don't know what does.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Calipari just said. You're gonna win 10 games. You're gonna go to a bowl. Like that's the best you're gonna get. And Stoops is like, but we won four straight bowls. It's like, yeah, that's what I just said. I'm glad you're doing well. It's helping me out over here as I deal with the, you know, basketballness of Kentucky.
Kentucky basketball currently number two in recruiting, 3 5 stars.
God, I can't. I hope it's the right school. I hope it's a school that I really hate that hires Mark Stoops as their Dan Mullen, right?
Well, Dan Mullen got Mississippi State number one in the country. Imagine what he could do in the state of Florida with our recruiting base and with the power of the Gator Chomp.
Somebody's going to do
maybe
that.
If Norvell doesn't work out at Florida State.
Dude, somebody's going to hire Mark Stoops and be like, look what he did at Kentucky. Can you imagine what he's going to be able to do for our school? And they're going to have the same damn record.
Like he's had a joke schedule.
He doesn't have one big win on his entire damn resume.
What is their biggest win?
It's like Penn State in the bowl game. That's
when
it.
When was that?
I don't know. A couple years ago?
COVID year, right?
Was it?
No, before COVID year, because the COVID year they were terrible.
They beat Lamar Jackson, I think.
Oh. Yeah, that's their biggest, I guess.
They beat what?
But they beat Iowa
last year.
Ooh. You notice the thing that is lacking in all these, like, even debates. Nobody's even can think of an SEC game where it's like, oh yeah, remember they played Georgia last year and it was like complete embarrassment.
I mean, he's beat Kentucky a couple times, or Florida, sorry.
Yeah, but those teams have been terrible.
I'm just saying,
has he even been rumored to go anywhere when the opportunities present? Maybe Florida State at one point.
I don't even remember. I think everyone realizes like you're doing a good job at Kentucky, but
I think people know. Yeah, I think people that know
like, that he's not.
Like, if he was highly sought after, like, wouldn't have Oklahoma have called him, you know?
Yeah, instead of Venables?
Yeah. But, I mean, just the fact that his comeback is proves Calipari's point just cracks me up. And then just like Jimbo and Nick, who kind of makes sense for them not to talk, they're at rival schools. These guys are at the same damn school.
Yeah, Calipari, I've reached out. I haven't heard back. I'll keep
Mark
trying.
Mark Stoops is ghosting John Calipari.
Well, didn't Matt Jones say the football coaches were visibly upset walking around the complex? Look,
is there any softer group of football people than Kentucky?
Dude, no. That one guy, I don't know if he's their player personnel. He's like,
yeah.
This kid went here and mm-hmm. cry.
And ask Jones and his group of minions up there, they're going to run with it, and they're going to push the narrative, and they're going to be in favor of the football program because they don't like Calipari because he never talks to him on the show.
Oh.
So they're going to push the pro football narrative here because Calipari won't talk with them. So
interesting.
That's why they're pro football team.
So he will not talk with Kentucky Sports mm-hmm. Radio? That seems
weird.
Very. I mean, it's not the best timing for Calipari. When did he say this? While he's in the Bahamas?
No, I don't know. Said in an interview to The Athletic.
Yeah, I think he said it was in the Bahamas because it was happening on like Thursday or Friday, right?
Yeah, but
and they were playing. I think they played.
But why is he complaining about the practice facility and or lack thereof in Kentucky when he's in the Bahamas?
Hmm.
It's bad timing, though. I mean, like Stoops and his guys, they're preparing for the season. They're trying to get their team ready to, you know, go 10-2 or whatever. But to me, it was a big nothing what Cal said, but then the way Stoops and a couple of football staffers, I suppose, responded, and now Stoops won't take Calipari's call? It's strange.
If Stoops had done this in a spurrier way, if he had, like, said... If Stoops had come back and said, well, I mean, haven't we won 3 bowl games since you last won a tournament game? Ha, ha, ha. Like, and then texted Calipari and been like made it, like, not taken offense, but gotten a barb out of his own.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been, like, normal. Like, these guys are such babies.
Did you see all the other SEC coaches sending out? Like, was it Harsin and Bruce sent out?
Yeah, 2 cheaters.
And Josiah Jordan James tweeted, all love here. We support each other at Tennessee, something like that. It just doesn't, like, what are you doing? Why? What are you doing?
Like, Mark Stoops, he coaches football in 2 damn weeks, and this is what he's
That's
doing
what I'm
in
saying.
His free
like,
time.
I get it. And I don't think he was right, but I understand him saying, I have to defend my players.
Coach Saban, did you see what Nate Oates just said to some random athlete?
You know what Saban would say? Who?
Yeah.
Nate Oates, the basketball coach? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, what do you know?
No, I'm sorry. I'm focused on the football team.
I was
Next
breaking
question.
Down a cover 2 defense yeah, with like, a rollover safety. Like, no, I'm very busy. And Stoops is, I mean, he's probably in the middle of a film session with his staff or one of the position groups. Oh, my God, I got to tweet this out. Like, it's a poverty football program. Like
it is.
Calipari probably shouldn't have said it, but Mark Stoops and the staff responding to Calipari the way that, and now not taking his phone call. Get out of here. It's babies. That's fine, though. Focus on the wrong stuff. I still need you to beat Florida in week 3. Still need that, but do whatever you want.
I kind of think I want Florida to beat Kentucky.
Oh, boy. What? False confidence? I mean, what's
false
your...
False confidence, and if Kentucky stumbles early, that fan base will be, well, this is what you get when you're focused with arguing with your basketball coach for the final 2 weeks before the season.
I love the Florida-Kentucky game.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, back in the day when Florida just killed them every year,
yeah,
it didn't. But lately, because Florida's been so dysfunctional, and Kentucky has been a little better, it's been fun because one of the teams is going to lose, and I'm going to be able to. I mean, it does suck that one of them has to win. But if you focus, you can't take an Optimism Tuesday approach, and you just focus on the loser. Remember when Kentucky like had them beat and left receivers open like 3 straight times?
Yeah,
there was that. That happened. They had the offensive lineman They like run like a QB draw. They're going to be in field goal range, like bleed the clock out, kick the game winner, but he like got called for holding. Now they're out of field goal range. Mm-hmm. They can't get back in. They end up losing. I mean, that might have been the same game, but
there was one where they were in field goal range and someone took a sack. Or maybe I thought that's what it was.
Well,
I thought
Florida had to delay a game, but they didn't call it and they made the field goal.
Yes,
it was
yes.
that one. I mean, and then Kentucky actually beating them and watching Florida meltdown is just as fun. So I mean, it's great to have that game kind of before we play either one of them. Let's go to the phone line. Let's grab DR Vol. He's been hanging tight. What's up, DR? You're on 3 and Out.
Guys, don't y'all think, not nationally, obviously, because we've been a dumpster fire, but his biggest wins would have been the two wins against us, Mark Stoops.
I mean, look.
In Kentucky fans' eyes?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Beating Jeremy Pruitt when JG throws two pick sixes, I'm not going to call that a big win. I mean, to them, yes. But I don't know if – I'm trying to remember. Does he have one or two wins against us? Is it two?
He's 2-7.
2-7, okay.
He's 2-7.
What was the first one?
The year when JG completed the Hail Mary 3 yards short of the goal line.
Okay, yeah, Lexington. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, okay. I mean,
and you know, so
two terrible seasons for us, and he gets, you know, junk wins.
I mean, their biggest win last year was either over Florida or LSU. Both fired their coach.
They did roll LSU, though.
Yeah, but
and LSU then rolled their coach.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with Hickman. There's 0% chance I'm pulling for Kentucky to beat Florida. Just because the narrative that gets driven of, you know, if they get another 9-10 win season. And I'd like to have Florida undefeated when they come in here.
Really? If they beat Utah, that means they're good.
Oh, I forgot they played Utah. Despite that, I'm not pulling for Kentucky to beat Florida at all.
No, that'll just be a whatever happens, happens game. But I don't – if they beat Utah, we might be in trouble.
We will be in trouble, Houston. I think we're in trouble anyway because of who it is.
That's fair. I mean, but Utah's a preseason top 10 team. I've seen them as high as 4 in some polls.
Yeah, I take that back. I don't want them undefeated.
There you go.
I did forget about the Utah. Yeah, I want them one loss, but I want them to beat Kentucky. And I'm hoping Utah, you know, hopefully they, after those two games, they got plenty of injuries. I don't care how we win. I just want to win. Doesn't this seem, what's going on in Kentucky, like something that would happen to us last few years?
Yes, it does feel very Tennessee-esque, but that's, I will say, the one thing we seem to always have is coaches respecting each other, even when, you know, they stink. Like, I don't think Rick Barnes and Jeremy Pruitt were buddy-buddy, but you never had any disrespect thrown one way or the other.
Not why he was here, because didn't Pruitt call out Barnes after he left about that lawsuit?
Yeah, he was. They did mention the basketball team in that. Or tried to, I guess, scare Tennessee into, you know, investigating something or, yeah. I don't remember the exact verbiage, but he did mention something about Tennessee basketball and how he was going to uncover everything if he didn't get part of his settlement or all of it or something. I remember that, yeah.
Good times. You know, y'all brought up JG, so I'll go over. I did exercise this weekend. I went and re-listened to the BYU voluntary reaction. And, oh, my God. Y'all need to do that sometimes. And honestly,
oh, I do. I did that a couple months ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did that one, Georgia State. I want to say we did. I listened to the Kentucky one where the Hail Mary fell short.
See, I haven't listened to that one yet. But it's funny to go back and look at how hopeless we were then, and honestly, how hopeful I am now, and how much we hated JG. I mean, just about every other caller was – or every caller was either Fulmer, Pruitt, or JG. There was nobody else.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, and shout-out to JG. He got him a touchdown pass.
He did. He did.
As we all expected. Yeah. It wasn't a bad throw. He rolled out to his left.
No.
Well, Mike DeBoer called that play about 800 times.
No, so it was to his left. I mean, he was throwing against the grain.
A lot of practice.
It was tough.
Very Brett Favre-ish, some would say. Many people are saying.
Many people think JG looked just like Brett Favre.
Yeah. He could take a hit if you wanted to relate him to Brett Favre. But, guys, that's all I got. You have a good day.
Thanks, JR. JG also flashed the dual threat ability Ooh. 4 carries, 10 yards.
How was the old bow and arrow this weekend? Was it good? Or was he still letting go?
We signed up for NFL Plus just to watch it. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
To watch JG?
Absolutely. We were playing poker, waiting for that. And then, you know, they said they were going to split the reps with him and McSorley, but McSorley got the whole first half. 7 of 10.
Well, it was a 7-day free trial.
And we got to make sure we cancel that. I don't know. Good luck. Maybe we want to watch the next one. Who knows?
Canceling that stuff's always the worst.
JG, 7 of 10, 54 yards and a touchdown. He was sacked once. He had a higher rating than Trace McSorley.
He did better than Deshaun Watson, too.
Yeah, he did not look good. Looked like a guy who hadn't played football in a year and a half. Those Jags fans, they let him have it.
We'll come back with more. We'll let lots of NFL talk to get into as well. Hour 3 continues next. Welcome back to 3 and Out.
Yeah, Mark Stoops.
Best coach Kentucky's ever had. What?
I mean, okay.
Cal said it. Win 10 games, go to a bowl. Get it?
Yeah, that's
not 11 games or 12 or 13. 14.
I mean, that's as good as it gets at Kentucky. Cal was right. They went 10-3 last year. They won their bowl game.
Right, but that's the thing. It really is like the best it's ever been.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look to be getting any easier. So, yeah, enjoy it while you got it.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
How many SEC wins does he have? What did you say, Hickman?
59 SEC wins.
10 were against teams that went winless in the conference?
Well, I think that's just winless opponents in conference in general, not just SEC.
So, also, what was the stat? If it's not Louisville, they haven't played a Power 5 out-of-conference team since... It's a very, very long time.
In the regular season, let's see...
Oh yeah.
They don't play Power 5 out of conference games except Louisville, who has been.
I don't think Stoops have done it outside of Louisville.
They haven't.
No, I mean, they
the bowl game they do obviously.
Right, but I don't think has he scheduled an out of conference Power 5 team?
No. So year 1 Kentucky went 2-10. They beat an 0-12 Miami Ohio team and an 8-4 Alabama State team.
Okay.
Yeah, and Alabama State, that's FCS. That's the thing, like, so just last year, like, they it's like they pick their non-conference opponents right off the ESPN bottom 10. Remember
yes,
see the
yes.
bottom 10? It's like New Mexico State and ULM. Like, those are some of the worst
mm-hmm.
FBS schools possible.
Year 6, their best season ever. They went 10-3. Their wins were over 1-11 Central Michigan. Their best win would have been 10-3 Florida. They beat 5-6 Murray State. 8-5 Mississippi State. They beat a 7-6 South Carolina team, a 6-7 Vandy team, an 8-5 Missouri team, and an 8-6 Middle Tennessee State team. And they also beat a 2-10 Louisville team that year.
2-10.
And then Penn State in the bowl game. That's the best year ever.
Like, Kentucky fans can't have it both ways. You can't say Mark Stoops has been a really good coach for us for where we typically are. Because if they say that, then you say, okay, yeah, cool. You think of yourselves as a sub-rate SEC football program. Got it. Good. We agree. And then they're going to go, no. We're on the same playing field as Tennessee and whoever else. Like, no, you're not. You just admitted it. What Mark Stoops has done at Kentucky would not be good enough for Tennessee fans.
No.
And that proves that Kentucky is – like, that proves John Calipari's point. If you want to say they're the same, you want to say, hey, we're Kentucky. We're on your level now, Tennessee. then, okay, let's grade Mark Stoops on the Tennessee curve. You have beaten no one. So you have basically proven
how many times has he beat Florida now?
He's 2-7 against Tennessee. He's
2-7 against Florida. That's what I thought. Right?
So he's beat both. Okay.
I mean, like, he's.
Has he beaten Florida in a year where they did not fire their coach? Because I know he hasn't beaten Tennessee in a year where they didn't fire.
I guess that year Florida won 10 games.
Okay, yeah. So he's beaten Tennessee and Florida twice each. One of those teams did not fire their coach at the end of the year. Got it.
He's not beaten Georgia.
No.
So you're 0-9 against Georgia. You're 2-7 against Florida, and you're 2-7 against Tennessee.
And let's see, beat LSU bad last year. They fired their coach.
Better football program in your head. No thinking, just gut reaction. Kentucky or South Carolina? Go.
Oh.
All time?
Just right now?
However you think. Got to answer it.
I'd say Kentucky, I guess. Just because South Carolina, they've been pretty bad lately. But I don't know if you're saying all time or last 5 years.
What you thought. I think it's South Carolina. It's not even close.
Well, that's what
they have went to Atlanta.
Well, he just said
that's what I'm saying. Is there,
Kentucky,
he said all time.
Like Mark Stoops has never beaten Georgia.
Maybe it is South Carolina.
Like Lou Holtz came in, started beating Georgia, and was like, "Holy crap, what's happening here?"
No, Steve Spurrier comes in, that's recency bias for me because we rolled South Carolina. And we kind of
Steve Spurrier comes in, they beat Georgia, they go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Really, if it wasn't for Butch Jones and that one kind of cloudy noon kickoff that one year, they'd have been in Atlanta twice.
No, you're probably right. Because they were, what, 10th?
Well, 11th? I mean, once the season played out.
That kept them out of Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, that they had a weird come-from-behind overtime win at Missouri that year that would have swung the tiebreaker. Because that's when Missouri was going to Atlanta, which was very strange. But, like, I just don't. Kentucky can't beat Georgia or Tennessee or Florida.
Kentucky under Stoops, they do nothing exceptional.
Stoops has gotten the weakest of those every once in a while.
Georgia has a current 12-game win streak over Kentucky.
Right.
Kentucky is 12-61 all time against the Bulldogs.
They don't do anything exceptional. What's the best characteristic of Mark Stoops at Kentucky?
Probably been his running backs.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say running the football. They are pretty.
Benny Snell, Chris Rodriguez.
They've been pretty good on the offensive line, and they've had a lot of different guys who can run the football. But their defense is not elite. Quarterback play has not been elite. Receivers, they have one pretty good one seemingly every 2 or 3 years. But they're never, you know, stacked at receiver. I guess depending on the game, they don't really beat themselves a lot. They're meh. They don't make a ton of mistakes, and they run the football. That's what they do. It's boring, but Kentucky doesn't care because they're winning. They're winning 10 games.
Georgia's won 12 straight against Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina's won 5 games over Georgia in that stretch.
Doesn't Stoops own South Carolina?
I mean, that's shocking.
Is that right?
I'll look that one up, too.
I want to say his record against South Carolina is pretty good. But again, it's not like over the last 9 years, South Carolina's been great.
Right. That's been they've cycled back down.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you want to know what makes you a basketball school? When you type in South Carolina versus Kentucky list, and the basketball score comes up.
Yeah.
And you type in Georgia versus South Carolina list, and the football scores come up.
Case in point.
There you go.
Calipari, maybe he knows what he's talking about.
We're done here. You're a basketball school, Stoops. You want to, you can do it somewhere else.
It's that easy.
That's pretty funny.
But not surprising.
No. I mean, his best trait is that he's been able to win more of those close, just terrible SEC East games against Missouri.
Yeah.
South Carolina and Vanderbilt.
I said it last week. With Kentucky's schedule, our floor is 9-3.
I'd buy that. I mean, Louisville's not very good. They get Florida a week before. Who?
How many years has Stoops been there?
Who's their other West draw this year? Is it Ole Miss? No.
It's Ole Miss.
It's Mississippi State and Ole Miss this year? Yep.
Which State's owned them so far since Stoops has been there.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's struggled against Mississippi State for whatever reason.
I'm pretty sure he's done pretty good against South Carolina, if I'm not
mistaken.
Stoops
is 7-2 against
South Carolina. Yeah, so pretty good against South Carolina.
No, he's not done good against South Carolina. He's what, 4-5 against them?
He just said he's 7-2.
He's 7-2.
Against South Carolina?
Yeah, Stoops.
Oh, wow.
South Carolina won in 2019 and then 2013.
I could have swore like 5 minutes ago you said he was 4-5 against them.
So that's not bad. But, again, South Carolina.
Well, before that, South Carolina had won 4, 6, 8, 10. South Carolina won 14 out of 15 in a row.
Before Stoops got there?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was Holtz and Spurrier combined. Like, they all – so, yeah.
Good to know. Is it possible he has a year where he just falls flat on his face? I mean, their schedule's so easy, it doesn't really seem like it.
I mean, for them.
Like, if Florida beats them, we beat them. Ole Miss beats them. I mean, Mississippi State, and I guess South Carolina with Rattler. I mean,
the worst they should do this year is 8-4.
But let's say he goes 6-6.
That's a terrible season with the schedule.
But do Kentucky fans care? I mean,
no, they won't fire him.
They'll care, but they're not going to be, you know, fire Stoops. They're going to say, oh, yeah, we lost Wandale and. You know, Levis didn't have it, or maybe he gets hurt. I don't know.
Lost their OC.
I mean, he's...
It's another...
Like, when it comes to job security, there might not be a safer coach in the SEC right now.
Which proves our point.
He's graded on a curve.
Could have a stinker and let a team like Youngstown State hang around. I mean, they should have lost to UTC last year.
Yes, they should have.
And that was with more offensive weapons. They lost Wandale, the best offensive weapon they've had since Randall Cobb.
Yep.
They're replacing him with another Robinson from Virginia Tech, but he's not nearly as dynamic as Wandale was.
No, he's a big guy, right? Like, he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, and if Snell misses a game or two early due to the whole DUI court situation.
They cleaned that up. No.
He's missing a game, right?
I don't think so. I mean, Anaya Smith got arrested for drugs, gun,
yeah, but that all, speeding. None of that was his, though, so.
Right, yeah.
It was his buddies.
It was a small amount of weed. He was only a little bit drunk, and the gun was legal. Right, yep. No, good point.
Come back with more Hour 3 next. This segment of the program brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. It's Drs. Stephen Malone and Dr. Michael Marie Costa. They take pride in listening and communicating with their patients to help them make the best decisions about their dental health. Don't put off your dental visits in 2022. It's Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. It's a state-of-the-art facility right here. West Knoxville, it's on South Peters Road. And longtime sponsors of Fan Run Radio. They do it all. Routine cleanings, wisdom teeth removal, restorative procedures, all that stuff. They got you covered. Contact Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles today, 865-539-1776, or set up an appointment online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. You can even take a virtual tour right there. So, appreciate their sponsorship. Take care of your teeth.
Good idea.
Yeah, like I don't know. Kentucky's Kentucky. They play on their own little basketball school like grading curve.
Yeah,
I love how all the blue checks like to make such a great point that Mark Stoops has been better than people realize. Okay, cool. Like I don't know. I make the South Carolina comparison because like. Tennessee, we've had that debate here recently. It's like I would rather go 6-6 and 7-5 and then go to Atlanta than to go 8-4, 8-4, 8-4, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not, and be able to say, like, well, 3 straight 8-win seasons, 3 straight bowl wins. Like, I'd rather take some risk, suck a little, but be able to cycle up to win a championship. Like, the goal should be to win championships. But Stoops is out here touting his 4 straight postseason wins. You know why he won 4 straight bowl games? Because they were crappy bowl games.
Yeah.
You know who else won bowl games against Big Ten teams?
Butch SEC Jones.
SEC coaches that get fired. Yeah, like, I don't know what to tell you. If I'm pulling for an Arkansas, a Mississippi State, a Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, I want that coach that's going to do some crazy-ass stuff, take some risk, you know, maybe pay $8 million for a quarterback that takes us to the promised land. I don't know. I mean, you got to think a little bit like that in today's game.
Daniel wants us to predict Kentucky's record. I have the schedule pulled up. Are you ready? This is official. This goes down. I don't know if we win anything for this, but it is prediction time.
8-4.
No. We're going to go game by game.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Miami of Ohio.
Win.
Careful. The Red Hawks. Right? Is that it? Red Hawks? Miami of Ohio? Some type of bird of prey. And they are red. Nate, did they beat Miami of Ohio?
Yeah.
Week 2 at Florida. I also think they beat Miami of Ohio.
No, I was about to say, I think.
Week 2 at Florida. Florida coming off a game against Utah week 1.
I personally think that's an L.
For Kentucky?
In the swamp.
It is in the swamp.
Florida wasn't playing Utah in week 1. I think I would go Florida. I'm torn.
I'm going to take Florida in that one.
I think I'm going to go Florida as well.
All right, Florida.
I'm
going Florida.
Florida's not going to start the season 0-2, right?
They could.
Florida starting a season 1-3 would just be candy. I would love it. Okay. After the game to Florida, we all have them losing?
Yes.
Wow, that's something. Youngstown State. They're going to beat Youngstown
win,
State.
Yeah, but win. Maybe close.
Northern Illinois.
This isn't your dad's Youngstown State Penguins team.
Win.
I don't know if they're the Penguins. Northern Illinois could get them. Now they're better.
Are they? Haven't they been kind of bad lately?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of a different team.
I think they'll beat Northern Illinois.
That is the one thing Stoops does.
It'll be close. As these games it could be close. Are, yeah,
usually,
it could be close.
He usually wins them.
They lose to Florida. Maybe one of Youngstown State or Northern Illinois gets them. But I think that's why he schedules so easily out of conference. Games they should win. I'm going to take Kentucky to beat Northern Illinois. October 1st, they are at Ole Miss.
L.
Loss.
Fat L, too.
I don't know.
I don't know enough about Ole Miss
either.
It's
going to go down to the wire. It's going to be like 2 years ago where it went to overtime, missed extra points.
I'm going to take Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss.
I'll take Ole Miss as well.
October 8th, they host South Carolina. South Carolina State the week before. Spencer Rattler at home. Welcome to the SEC.
Ooh.
God,
Stoops does own South Carolina.
He does.
In Lexington.
I'm going to go South Carolina.
Of course you are. I'll take Kentucky in that one.
I'll take Kentucky as well.
Yeah, Kentucky.
October 15th, Mississippi State.
L. A lot of people are hopping up Mississippi State this year.
I'm going to go really? Kentucky.
Kentucky.
State owns them.
It is at home. I'm going to take Mississippi State.
Pass heavy
shootout.
Mississippi State offense.
Shootout.
I mean, they couldn't stop us last year.
Okay, they have a bye on October 22nd, but then the 29th, they come to Neyland Stadium. They play Tennessee. Tennessee will be coming off a game against UT Martin.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, we're killing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
21 points.
Yeah. Jeez, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be fine with that. I think Tennessee's going to win that game also.
That game's going to be all or nothing. Either Tennessee asserts its will and gets its style of game and blasts them, or Kentucky somehow is able to make it a deep, you know, run.
No, they don't have Robinson. I'm not worried about it. At Missouri.
They do have Robinson. It's different Robinson.
Yeah, different Robinson. Not that guy. Not Wandale.
They'll win that.
I will say, though, I like this game being later in the season for Missouri's sake. It was close last year.
Brady Cook.
It's very close last year.
Closer than the experts think?
I think Kentucky wins, but I think that's a game that might come down to the wire. It's at Missouri, right?
Yes.
Well,
I don't think Missouri's going to be very good. I will take Kentucky in that one.
I'm going to label that one as a pick 'em.
I think we all have them beating Vanderbilt. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
We all have them losing to Georgia.
Yes.
And then they close with Louisville.
I'll give them the win there. So I got one, two, three, four.
I'll give them the win over Louisville, too. Didn't they kill
five,
Louisville last year?
Six, seven. I got them 7-5. Now we all had them, just different games maybe.
Yeah. I think I was 7-5.
I think we were split maybe on the South Carolina and Mississippi State games. But yeah.
7-5, 8-4. Yeah. Which is what, probably third East? Ooh. I mean, how many SEC losses was it? All of them.
All of them, yeah, because we haven't beaten Louisville.
So that'd be 5.
They don't play anyone out of conference, so. Okay. Would that be a bad year?
That's fourth in
the
SEC.
I think that's
decent
at Kentucky, but. Not,
but again, he's trying to make the argument it's not just at Kentucky anymore.
A lot of people have 10 wins.
They're not winning 10 wins. They're not winning 10 games. Not this year.
They might win 8, but.
The only way that happens is if, obviously, Florida stinks. Ole Miss doesn't have, you know, is it Jackson Dart? Like, maybe if he stinks.
I mean, it's the same question we have with our schedule. If, I mean, there's too many.
I don't think they're going to beat us, but they're not. I mean, they might not get to 8 if they don't beat us. Like, I don't know.
All right, final segment of the program. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. My last name's Stoops. I got two other brothers in the coaching fraternity that helped my reputation. So I'm going to complain about how I'm not born on third base. Yeah, that's just genius. I don't know. Whatever.
Man, really going in hard on Stoops today.
Eh.
He's done a nice job at Kentucky.
Right, for Kentucky standards,
so
done a good job.
So to younger Kentucky fans who don't remember maybe, I don't know, Bear Bryant. He is, I mean, it's like Hickman saying Butch Jones is the best coach of my lifetime. Like, it's sad, but it's true. It's sad, and I'm sorry, Hickman. That's not fair to you. You deserve better, but it's true. It's reality. Got us 9 wins twice. Ooh. But Kentucky fans, the guy's won 10 games, so they're like, this guy. Oh, my God. But it's... You dig a little deeper into the numbers. He's benefited from an easy schedule. Some of that's just due to SEC cycles, and a lot of it's due to the fact that they don't play anyone out of conference.
Who charts their schedule, though, more to what it's going to take to make it to Atlanta?
What do you mean?
Rank the SEC East teams and who looks at their schedule every year, which fan base, and figures out the path to Atlanta. I mean, right now, Georgia's number one, right? I mean, they just did it. So they're looking at the schedule, going, okay, make sure we take your business here, da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's next? Like, right now, it's
It might be Kentucky. Because they think they're going to win 10 or 11 games. And if Georgia were to stumble, they think, oh, yeah, that could be us.
But, like, they've never – okay.
I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying they're right to do it. But in their mind, oh yeah, we got Levis back, and we got the great Mark Stoops. Okay. Just I mean, they might be like Florida this year. Probably not thinking they're going to win the East. South Carolina fans are, but they're a little different. They're kind of like, oh, you know, we got Rattler. They're looking for big things. Tennessee fans are probably up there, but with Georgia this good, I think Tennessee fans realistically are saying, hey, 10-2 would be a great year. Still probably not going to win the East because Georgia's schedule is very, very easy this year. Who did Georgia pick up? Obviously, they get Auburn. Auburn looks like they might stink.
Auburn.
And is it Mississippi State?
I feel like it's easier than that. Do they get Arkansas again? No.
No. I swear, I think it's Mississippi State. I could be wrong. Hang on, I got this all pulled up.
I just think Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee fans still look at the schedule and go, all right, if this happens, this happens. This is how we go to Atlanta.
It is. They're at Mississippi State. November 12th is Georgia.
And they've always done that, you know.
What?
I mean, Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia have always kind of picked the two teams that we think are going to be better.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that game will have the tiebreaker, and then it goes to mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada.
I mean, I know, like, some people have said Tennessee's going to beat Georgia or Alabama. I think Tennessee could beat Georgia, and they'd still probably win the East.
I just don't think I don't know. I know a bunch of South Carolina fans. When they had Steve Spurrier, they literally would look at the schedule and say, if we beat Georgia and whatever
right,
that
right.
is, there's a great shot for us to go to Atlanta. If we beat Georgia, we probably just have to split Florida and Tennessee.
Yep, yep.
And deal with our, you know, and get our West wins, depending on what year it was. And I don't think a Kentucky fan legitimately looks at the schedule and says, if this happens, we're going to Atlanta. I think they're happy with what they are. So I don't know.
Well, I think they do it to themselves, but it's not realistic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when it's never happened, it makes sense. I don't know. Feels good, middle of August.
Welcome back, man.
We're cresting the August hill as we start to...
The descent.
Speed quickly towards September 1st.
I'm here for it.
And football time in Tennessee. Hey, the Blitz makes its return next. It's Fan Run Radio all day. Keep it locked in.